It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Back in Action, which is Cameron Diaz's first movie in a decade, and while it's already a big hit on Netflix, it's still not the comeback vehicle we deserve. In fact, it's pretty tedious as she and Jamie Foxx play secret agents and lovers who give up the life of espionage for the life of family and school drop-offs and all the necessary rules of raising teenage daughters. But they also have to think their kids are stupid when they see their parents fighting bad guys and they give out the old, "we took a 3-week fighting class during our Peace Corps mission" excuse. They're both called back in the game when Fox holds a weapon that the bad guys covet, which is in England and located in the home of Diaz's estranged mother, played by Glenn Close. Its most entertaining action sequence plays to the tune of James Brown's "Papa's Got a Brand New Bag," and it has the right kind of lighting and energy, unlike the cliches the movie suffers from. Back in Action is one of Diaz's weakest efforts, along with the likes of Very Bad Things, The Other Woman, and What Happens in Vegas. She should have a comeback vehicle, but this movie is proof that she needs to put the 2000s behind her. 2 stars. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. Coming up next, a look at the Munich Olympic hostage crisis from the point of view of the ABC sports crew in September 5. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.